For much of election night, it looked like Florida, the perennial toss-up state, was headed for a mandatory recount as Obama and Mitt Romney's vote tallies were less than one half of 1% apart.
People have some sigh of relief that we weren't the key to the White House and we didn't have a repeat of all the litigation and turmoil that we saw in 2000.
That's University of South Florida professor Susan McManus, who's been analyzing Florida politics for more than 20 years. She says even though Obama was able to win a decisive Florida victory, it still took a few days longer to tally the votes than in any other state.
And I think that we'll see a big impetus for election reform in Tallahassee in the spring.
The election day issues included a Pinellas County election supervisor accidentally sent out a robocall that told potentially thousands of voters they had until Wednesday night to cast a ballot. And then there were the long lines, like those in Leon County.
By the time we get in there and get out, it's going to be an hour at least. An hour and a half.
And reportedly up to 6 hours in Miami-Dade on election day. Florida's top elections official Ken Detzner said it's difficult to predict turnout sometimes.
It's a calculation issue that supervisors have to make about how many precincts that they have, how many voting booths.
McManus says Florida has a shortage of polling locations. That's because of a couple of factors.
Schools are out because you can't have adults on school property with young minors because of the sexual predator issue. But you also are seeing increasingly that businesses and churches are unwilling to serve as a polling location because of liability issues.
Adding to that, redistricting in Florida led to many voters showing up at the wrong polling place. And McManus says changes to elections law made it harder for those people to cast provisional ballots.
You can't cast a provisional ballot and have it count unless you do it at the precinct to which you are assigned.
McManus says many analysts hadn't predicted that the president would sway many undecided voters at the last minute. Exit polls showed 3% of them didn't decide until election day.
And late deciders historically are young voters and women voters. And sure enough, those are the two groups we saw major gains in that really put Obama over the top.
In fact, she says there's a marked split along party lines in Florida between those over age 50 and under, with older voters overwhelmingly favoring Romney. But if there's one demographic group that really made the difference for Obama, McManus says it's the Hispanic vote.
The fact that they made up 17% of the electorate when they only make up 14% of the registered voters was, I think, very, very surprising to some.
Even more surprising to many analysts was that Obama held his own among the Cuban population, a group long thought to strongly favor Republicans. McManus says younger Cubans are drifting toward the Democratic Party. But regardless of the candidate's campaign strategies or ground game, she says Romney's problem in Florida might have been his choice of running mate.
Many analysts after the 2008 election, including myself, wrote that it would never behoove Republicans to have an all-white male ticket again. And yet that's what the ticket ended up looking like.
And another thing many people might not have foreseen, she says, is that the controversial changes to early voting laws and the state's efforts to purge non-citizens from the rolls actually worked as rallying cries for Democrats to drive minority voters to the polls. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.